And that symbol there is where? That statue is where? Which courthouse? Old Bailey. Because for, well, at least it's Romans times, a pair of scales has been the symbol of justice. How do I find out what is true? Is that true that this person's guilty, or is that true that this person's innocent? Or is it true that this little girl's going, sorry, Naomi. You're right, yes, okay. Do you want to preach as well? Do you? No, one day. I think so. So if you want to find out what's true, a pair of scales will tell you. It will tell you, is that heavier or is that heavier? And you know. Which is heavier, the scales will show. And now the empty tomb tells us that Jesus is true. Okay, and here's the famous old little argument by C.S. Lewis, who lived very near us and wrote the Narnia Chronicles. He said, if Jesus says I'm God, that's going to be either true or false. And if it's false, it could mean he knew it was false, so he actually was telling lies. Or he didn't know it was false, which means he was a little bit loopy. Or it was true, in which case he's Lord and God. Now the thing is, if somebody's dead and they come back to life, it's very, very, very clear that it's true, isn't it? And that's what all the disciples decided. This is true. He's Lord and God. He's Messiah, and we want to follow him with all our lives, and it's changed the world. So there you go. So we're going to have a little drama to help us understand that. I think you might want to be off here because the young people are going to do a drama for us. Yeah? Do you want to have a seat with your mummy? Helena. And Esther. Right, can we have some mysterious searching the tomb music, please? Can you see what you can find in there and bring it out to me? Go on. You having problems? Whoa! Wow! It's a good job you're big girls. Wow! Wow! Look at that! Whoa! What is that? That's a trophy! That's a big trophy! That would be a good cup of tea, that would. That would be a serious one. This trophy is actually the UK six-a-side championship winners, the Free Bets Cup. And this was lent to me by Heddington Heating on Lime Walk. They're very kind, isn't it? Isn't that a good trophy? Apparently the goalkeeper didn't let in a single goal in free play. Hey, there we go. A trophy. What has a trophy got to do with Easter? That Jesus is alive. Yeah, what does that say? Yes, go on.
Is it he won over death?
Brilliant! Say it a bit louder.
Well over death.
He won over death. Excellent. Thank you very much. Have a seat. And what else did he win over? What else did he defeat? Sin. He took away our sin, didn't he? And he was the champion. Now here's a few cups. Which cup is that one? FA Cup. Which cup is that one? That's the championship last year. That's Leicester. How things change. Which cup is this one? Wimbledon, tennis. Which cup is this one? Ah, very good, Calcutta Cup. That's rugby, that's the cup between Scotland and England. But you know, and what do cups say? What do cups say? They say, you won, don't they? You're the champion.
Well done.
Well done, yeah, well done. And do they have to be big? Do they have to be very big to mean it's very you've won, or can they be small as well?
Small and medium.
Because here's a very small one. Which one is that one? Can you see the hands holding it? That's the Ashes. That's when we get beaten by Australia. And that's And they have this little trophy, so it's quite appropriate, it's a little one, because we have to give it away a lot. And if there's any Australians in here, I hate to feed your pride, but there you go. trophies. They say we've won. And they say Jesus is the champion because he beat death and he beat sin. You know, if Jesus had still been in there dead, we wouldn't have known it was true, would we? We wouldn't know it was true that he was Lord and God. We wouldn't know it's true that he could say, I can give you eternal life. But because he's come back to life, he has beaten up sin and he has beaten death, and he can say to us, you're forgiven. And he can say, you can have eternal life too. How good is that? Right, what song goes with that? A trophy, being a champion. What song goes with that?
Undefeated champion.
Undefeated champion. Remember to wave those scarves in Jesus, King of Glory. Let's stand up and sing Undefeated Champion. I omitted to do some little notices earlier. I wonder if you could take the offering up at this point, please. One or two notices. Things end up a little bit late in the service if you miss your notes, don't they? The fire exit, should there be a fire, is through the tomb, apparently. No, actually, we'll whip the side away. So if you need to get, if there's a massive fire down this end, there's a door there and a door there, okay? And that'll be pulled away. Okay, good. You know that one. Please note regular groups. There's almost nothing happening of the regular sessions this week. Most things seem to be off this week. But please note the Craft Cafe on the 24th. Ruth, are you here? No, she's away. But 24th, there's the Craft Cafe for that one. And were there any other notices? Just very quickly, very good to have you back. Dave Scott with us from Malawi. Malawi, yes, Malawi. Welcome back for a short stay. Nice to see you, David. And it's good to see visitors here. It's lovely to have friends visit today. Thank you for coming. Lovely to have you here. Right. Nearly ready for our third offering. Oh, not third offering, our third... our third object, which wasn't in the tomb originally. These are just pictures of what it means, okay? So don't go through life thinking these were in the tomb. Yes, it's always one of the things worrying me with these services. Yes. There you go. Good, let's pray. Let's give thanks for these offerings. Father God, thank you that you give us so much. You give us all the treasures that we have of our relationship with you and of life and of breath. And thank you, Lord, that we can return some of these gifts to you for your cause and your kingdom and your work. Thank you, Lord. And we pray that you'd use these offerings to bring honor and glory to your name. Amen. Amen. Right. So we have one more object to bring out. So we need some, well, not quite yet, sir. We need to find some volunteers first. So does anybody want to go in this tomb to find an object? Josh does. Come on, Josh. Your name is Jacob, is it? Yes. I have some very eager people. I tell you what, how about little posse this time? And you can lead a posse. Going searching. We can have some really mysterious music for this one. So why don't the four of you with your hands up at the front row here. Josh will lead you in. There we go. Come on. Come on, Venice. Ah, what have you got? Hold up nice and high. It's a key. This wouldn't really unlock anything for... Thanks, Josh. Did a good job there. I thought four... There were four children. Hello. Is it nice? You can go back in there afterwards. Come on out. There you go. There you go. Is it nice in there? Yay! Round of applause. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. That's it. Right, so these intrepid explorers discovered this key. And what on earth do you think that's got to do with Easter? Unlock the door of... That's a clever one, actually. I didn't think of our hearts. Now, that's an interesting one. I hadn't thought of that way around. Very good. That's definitely worth a round of applause, that one. Yeah. Because it shows us how much God loves us, that he died and rose again. And so it kind of opens our hearts to God, doesn't it? That's a really good answer. I was thinking the other way around, actually. What else does it do? Yes. Yeah, okay. So thank you very much. That's the other way around. So a round of applause for Esther too. Thank you. Have a seat. Yeah. So if you want to have a seat down again now, because you don't want... You'll stay with me, do you? Okay, well, you can hold that then. There you go. Thank you. So what I put up here is a key opens doors. And a key gets you into things. And this opened the door for peace with God for us. Jesus, when he died and rose again, he said, here's peace with God. And it opened the door into God's family. He said, okay, now you can be children of God. You can talk to him as Father. And it's... led us into eternal life. It said you can be with God forever, forever. When this physical life dies, this human life, this present life, there's all that life that Jesus promises us right into eternity. And so Jesus is the key to life. And that's the point I wanted to make there. Now, what I want to say is I have one or two things here that I would love to give to people if they want them afterwards. And this probably isn't for the small ones, but if you're a teenager or an adult and you want to know a little bit more, here's a very simple little read on the case of the empty tomb, a little bit of the reasons why we can believe that the tomb was empty and why Jesus rose from the dead. And here's a little booklet talk about knowing God personally, a little bit about how you can know God personally. He's all right, he's all right. I'm sure he's all right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all right. No, it's all right, he's fine. Thank you. Yeah. Actually, I'm not looking at him, so I think he's all right, but... Are you all right? Yeah, okay, thank you. And so this is about knowing God personally, and I'd love to give you one of these if you want to know God personally. But can I tell you something? It's not just about the historical evidence, because there's a lot of people in this room who'd say, actually, because of what they know inside them, because of what I know about what's inside me, because what I've found when I've asked Jesus to forgive me and come into my life, that he's been there for me through my life. And there's something inside that means I want to say that this is true as well. It's not just historically true. It's true in my experience, and it's true in many experiences of people here. And if you want to talk a bit more about that afterwards. So actually, as we come to the end of today's service, I just want you to remember that Easter, it's a wonderful celebration. It's a great time to say thank you very much that you died for my sins and you rose again. But it's also a day of choosing. It's a day for saying, actually, if that is a celebration, if Jesus did rise from the dead, am I getting on board with the life he's unlocked for me? Do you want to hold it nice and straight so people can see that? There you go. There you go. Hold it like that for a second. Will I take this key? Jesus gave me a key. Will I take this key and put it into the lock and turn it and say, God, I want to open the door to know you? And it's the other way around too as well. And I'll open the door of my life and let you come into me as well. And Jesus is that key. Amen. Thank you. Have a seat. Let me pray. I'm just going to pray. Just a short prayer just to ask Jesus into our life. If you haven't asked Christ into your life, if you haven't actually taken that key and unlocked the door and said, Jesus, actually, I want this life. I want your life in me, and I want to live in you, and I want you for eternity, then you can just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you that you, Father God, love me so much to send Jesus to die for me. But I'm very sorry that I've gone my own way. And I want to receive Jesus and ask you to forgive me, to take me into your family. And I choose now to follow you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Be my Lord and God. Lord God, and I will be your person. Amen. Now, if you say that to God and mean it, I really, really would love you to come and talk to me afterwards. If there's a number of people talking, then some other folk will be around here and help chat. I'll stay at the front today. And please, we'd love to talk further about how you can know these things are true and how you can follow Jesus. Maybe tell you some stories about what it's meant for different individuals here. We'd love to do that. So it's an all-age service, and sometimes adults, boys and girls, I'm sorry to say this, sometimes adults think when it's an all-age service, the messages aren't serious. But these messages are really serious today. This message is really serious, that Jesus is the champion. He has beaten death and sin, and we can be set free. Or if we don't, then we just die, don't we? So we can die in our sin, or we can be set free to his new life. And that's a very, very big message for everybody in every age. Amen. I want to pray one more prayer before we close with a final song, because this is Resurrection Day. We do remember that God loves us and loves this world, and we should just pray for this world because we're part of God's family, and God wants us to bless this world. So, Father God, we acknowledge that you are the champion. You have defeated sin and death. There will come that day when you come back and you establish your kingdom here, and all pain and all suffering and all tears will be gone. But right now, Lord, there's a lot of mess in this world. And we pray for your people wherever they are, that you'd help them to be strong, to show your love and your grace, not to be violent, but to be peaceful and peacemakers. And we pray for those who are put in authority over us. We pray for governments and rulers, that you raise up women and men who are people of justice and people of honesty and people who desire good. And Father, that you'd hold back and restrain those individuals who have very different motives in this world. This Easter, this resurrection morning, Lord, we pray for that lovely life of Jesus to transform this world. In his name we pray. Amen. Let's sing one more song. Let's stand.